This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth Guma Queen is in the house. And I greet each and every listeners this afternoon in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. It is a blessed Monday. And I believe that your weekend was blessed. Mine was blessed too. And we want to thank the Lord for this wonderful, blessed day. Today is the 22nd of September 2025. It's 12 o'clock. 3 minutes past 12, and you have your sister, Queen Elizabeth, in the house at Cape Radio Pulpit. So now today, my family, I want us to know that God is a faithful God. God is a God that loves us unconditionally. Today, I have my sister in Christ, a woman of God, that is with me at a studio. But before I bring her in or I welcome her in the studio, I just want to share a short word, because today's topic is about mental for nations. And I want you to know, wherever you are sitting, my brother, wherever you are seated, my sister, we are mental for nations. Don't look down at yourself. Don't underestimate yourself. Know that Christ has created us in his image and in his likeness. And in the book of Genesis, God said to us, have dominion. Be fruitful. Replenish the earth. And multiply. And that is the assignment that God has given unto us. And we have to run with it. And not look back. And one day, I'll say in Afrikaans, sal ons kroon dra. Wanneer ons Jesus onmoet. So my family, thank you for tuning in this morning. I'm so grateful to have you, and I'm so privileged to be on the platform, on the radio station this morning to greet all my listeners, all my family and friends that is listening to us there. I am so grateful to have you in the house. This morning, I want us to speak about one word about mental for nations. I want to make an example of one woman in the Bible that was mentored for nations. It's in the book of Judges, chapter 4. Her name is Deborah. Deborah was a prophetess. She was a judge who led the Israel with wisdom and with courage. She was a woman that did not compromise. In today's life, was compromised to feel. In today's life, we are chosen. He said in his word, many are called, but few are chosen. And we as God's people that knows that we are chosen or we are called, we must do it with all diligence. Women with godly mantles or men with godly mantles are those who've been entrusted with divine calling. We've been entrusted with authority, with the anointing of God. You get me now? So God has entrusted us with that. He has entrusted us with that because God wants us to do his will and his work on this earth. He wants us to do his will and his work on this earth. Mental, it symbolizes a spiritual inheritance of responsibilities that is passed from the one person to the other. I'm sure the woman of God will come in and she will tell us more about that. We can see the story of Elijah and Elisha. Mantle is passed on to another generation. It is also representing the leadership, the power, and of God's empowering presence in our lives. So when God embraces us with his mantle, it's not something that you play with. It's not something that you look just, you take it for granted. You take that mantle and you run with it, man and woman of God. So God is faithful. So this morning, I'm not the one speaking about it. I have my sister in Christ, a woman of God, a woman that loves God, that is going to tell us about the mantle. But before I call her, we will quickly go for a break. Hallelujah. Welcome back. You are with Apostle Elizabeth Guma. Our program is Gracefully Restored for his purpose. That song was from Jeremy Kemba, The Answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. So today, this morning, I have this beautiful, humble soul, humble woman of God that is with me at the studio. Her name is Minister Sharon Ntuliki. Hallelujah. So as a humble servant of God, an intercessor, passionate about Christ, passionate about the work of God and about souls. And she's a woman of faith president. So one thing that I thank God for her life, she will introduce herself. I will not say much. She will introduce herself. But I know that she is a woman that loves to pray 24/7. Early in the morning, she prays. During the day, she prays. Midnight, she prays. Our platform is always on fire. I am blessed to have her to work with me in the vineyard of God at the branch of Paul. But yeah, over to you, Minister Sharon, woman of God. You are welcome. It's indeed a privilege to have you at the studio this afternoon. Thank you so much. I know through your busy schedule, you managed to be here this afternoon. God bless you. Over to you, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. First of all, I want to greet the Holy Spirit that is at work right now. And I want to greet my spiritual parents, Prophet Dr. Stephen Osatolo and Lady Divine. And I greet you also, Pastor Elizabeth. Thank you so much for the opportunity that you've given to me just to come to the studio. And I want to greet all the listeners out there who are listening to us right now. And I promise you, I want to tell you that you are listening to the right station at the right time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to greet my children, Vanessa and Thandolo Nkosi, and all the family in Paul. I know they are listening to us right now. Amen. My name is Sharon Ntuliki. I was born in Zimbabwe, and I'm so privileged to be staying in South Africa, in Cape Town. And I'm under Dr. Prophet Stephen in God's Army Tabernacle, and I'm currently serving in Paul under Pastor Elizabeth. Yes, I'm a woman of faith president. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Minister Sharon. Thank you, woman of God. Without wasting time, I believe you have a topic for the world that's listening, for the nation that is listening out there, and for all the people, all our families and listeners. There is a word that you have for them. And I know that you had a conference that you just came from it now, this past weekend. Can you tell us more about the conference, about the theme of the conference, and tell us more about it? Tell us more about it. I believe it says mantle for nations. Talk to us, woman of God. What is a mantle and what it's used for?
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. We had our 3 days annual conference, the Women of Faith Conference. It happens only once a year. And it was a powerful program, powerfully packed with the word, with everything that you can think of. Really, God was at work, and we thank God for that. Yes, when we come to Mantle for Nations, wow. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you are a man, whether you are a woman, whether you are a sister or a brother, whether you are a child. Remember, Samuel was mantled at the age of 3 years. So it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter the gender. It doesn't matter. When God has mantled you, it's only Him who qualifies you. Amen. So coming to your question, what is a mantle and what is its use? Wow. A mantle is more than just a cloth that we can just think about.
My God.
Maybe in other churches they give you a cloth and say this is a mantle, but it is more than just a mantle, because a cloth is a physical thing that we all see. But a mantle is the anointing behind that cloth, that cloth that they give you. Hallelujah. The Bible says it symbolizes anointing, the power, the authority, the assignment and empowerment from God that He gives His chosen one who's assigned to do some work for Him in the kingdom. And I can give an example. Yeah. Elijah's mantle represented the prophetic office, the power of God on his calling.
Sure.
That's why he had a mantle. And when Elijah received that mantle, he received the double portion of what Elijah had, of the anointing, of the calling, of the prophetic. So when it is passed on you, that means you receive double.
God.
Double whatever is passing it to you. So when Elijah received that mantle, he continued with the work where Elijah had left.
Mm-hmm.
So you receive a mantle, you continue with the work of God. Mm-hmm. You don't receive the mantle and just keep it.
Sure.
You receive the mantle, you continue with the work. Mm-hmm. Because God is a moving God.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a still God. He's a moving God. Amen. Mm-hmm. He can't be the God who never changes, but he is a moving God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He always does new things. And it can be seen as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But don't mistake it and say, I'm going to keep it in my wardrobe. I'm going to keep it under.
Mm.
No.
Oh, my God.
You have to use it.
You have
because
to use
the people
it.
Out there are in need of that, whatever God has dropped in you.
Mm.
They are in need. They are waiting. The Bible says in Romans 8, the earth, the creation is eagerly waiting for the manifestation of God's children. So God has gifted each and every one of us with individual gifts. As you are sitting there at home, you have a gift that God has put in you.
Mm.
If you haven't discovered your gift, it's high time you do now.
Mm.
You got your closet, you got your altar, cry to God, God, reveal the gift that is in me, because that gift is that mantle.
Mm.
So some of you are sitting with that gift and you haven't even used it.
Mm.
And God is grieved because you ought to have used that gift. Somebody is waiting out there for that gift. So the mantle equips you for the assignment that God has given you.
It equips you, woman of God, for the assignment. So you carry great responsibility. You can't just give it to anyone, isn't it?
No. He can't just give to anyone.
Mm.
He entrusts it to those who desire.
Desire.
Those who has already sold themselves out for him.
Mm.
Those who have already said, Lord, here I am, use me.
Mm.
Those who have already died in the flesh and say, it's no longer I who lives, but it's Christ living in me. Those are the ones that God is seeking for, and he gives them that mantle because he knows that they will run with the vision, the assignment that he has given to them.
Oh, God. So it means, woman of God, we become a representative of Christ on this earth. We become his mouthpiece on this earth.
Yes.
Isn't it like that, woman of God?
Yes, definitely.
So you
definitely.
Said the mantle can also be seen as a gift, woman of God, responsibility.
Yes.
You said it's not for decoration.
No.
It's not for decoration, woman of God, but it is for service, which means you said we must serve.
Yes.
Which means you must deny yourself.
Yes. When God looking for you, you must just say, here I am, I'm available.
Mm.
You must avail yourself anytime that the master calls you.
Mm.
Anytime that he wants to use you, you must just avail yourself.
Mm.
No excuses when you have a mantle. There's no excuses. It's not about you anymore, but it's about the assignment that God has called you for.
Yeah, yeah.
That is how it is.
Wow, woman of God. And woman of God, I think you have touched something in the book of 2 Kings, if I'm not mistaken. 2 Kings, I'm not sure which chapter, but I think it's chapter 2, if I'm not mistaken, about Elijah and Elijah. You have touched something about it. Who qualifies, woman of God, to receive? When you look at it, when you look at read the scripture, who will you say qualified to receive the mantle, and how does one get it?
A mantle is not for everyone. A mantle is not for everyone.
Siam?
It comes with a price.
It comes with a price. What is the price?
It doesn't just come easily. Sometimes that price is a wilderness season.
Ah,
you find yourself in the wilderness alone. When you look at yourself, you think that God has already left you. People just turn their backs against you.
Mm.
Your family, they don't even understand who you are. And even yourself, you don't understand who you are. You are just alone there. You don't know what to do. Even your own brothers and sisters, they hate you. For example, the story of Joseph.
I wanted to say that now.
The story of Joseph.
Come on.
He was hated for his mantle.
By his own brothers.
By his own brothers.
Aya.
They can hate you. They can speak everything about you.
Mm.
But I want to assure you, the mantle remains the same in you.
Ah.
No matter what they do, the mantle remains with you.
Jesus.
Because they are not the ones who gave you the mantle.
My God.
They are not the ones.
My God.
And I want to encourage you out there, go through that wilderness.
Mm.
Go through that season.
Mm.
It's not to kill you,
but
it is to strengthen you.
Wow. Go through that wilderness.
Yes.
Go through that season.
Yes.
It's not going to kill you, but it's going to strengthen you. We'll quickly go for a short break and we'll be back soon. Ja, ons gaan verder aan met Minister Sharon. We continue with Minister Sharon here at the studio. Woman of God, you have mentioned something. I can see Pastor Success is tuned in. She's in the house. Thank you, woman of God, all the way from Johannesburg. She said, so true, Minister Sharon. Wow, so powerful and profound. Yes, thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much. We give God praise for what God is using Minister Sharon to teach us here on this on today's session of Gracefully Restored. Please, my family, the song that played earlier on is from Arnold de Wet, Groter as die Berge. Arnold de Wet. He says, as groter as die Berge, hy is lief vir ons. Here gaan enige iets doen om vir ons te red. Enige iets doen om vir ons vry te maak en te verlos. Thank you so much. That is a very powerful song. Yeah, we're going to give it over again to Minister Sharon that is in the house. I want to thank God for her life. Indeed, woman of God, you have said something that is very profound to say that, you know what, when you carry the mantle, woman of God, get set to go through the rejection.
Yes.
Get set to go through painful moments,
yes,
painful experience,
yes,
because that is part of preparation.
Yes.
Get
yes.
set to go through challenges
yes.
of life. Is part and parcel of preparation.
Yes.
So you are trying to say, woman of God, we mustn't take anything personal.
No.
This is part and parcel of a preparation when God is about to arm you with his mantle.
Yes.
People, yes. please tune in with us and do send your messages to 081-729-1657. Over to you, woman of God. Continue to let us know. I believe in the book of 2 Kings, woman of God, chapter 2, verse 14. Can I please read it? It says, then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Mm. And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over. Talk to me, woman of God.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Give
Pastor
me the revelation
Elizabeth.
Of the scripture.
Thank you so much. In 2 Kings 2 verse 14, Elisha got the mantle. Remember, he didn't just wake up in the morning and just got that mantle.
Not at all.
Elisha served.
He served.
He followed Elijah. He was mocked in following Elijah. The sons of the prophet, they were mocking him to say, don't you see that your master is going? Why are you following him? But he followed because he knew what he wanted. If you know what you want, if you know, you must feel it in you. You must know that you are not an ordinary person. Something is inside of you that God has placed in you. That your destiny is not the same like others. So Elisha followed and got the mantle. And when he got the mantle, he didn't go to sit under a tree or under wherever
Come
and
on.
Said, I'll use this mantle one day.
Come
and
on.
I'd started to admire the mantle. No. He wanted to prove that is this what I got? Is it working?
Mm.
Because it worked for Elijah. So it must also work for me.
Mm.
So he went straight to the River Jordan.
Mm.
And he called upon that God of Elijah to say, if you are really God, prove yourself. Strike, part these waters. I want to pass through. So I challenge you at home. If you know that you've got that mantle, prove God. He's a God who likes you to test him. He even says so in his word, test me, prove me. Let's see whether I cannot do this. Because he says his hand is not too short. He can do it. So if you are there in the home, I don't know what your Jordan is.
Mm.
May it be your family, may it be your children, may it be whoever or whatever. Mm. But just prove the God of Elijah that he's still the same God. He can use you. If he did it to Elijah, he can do it to you.
Mm.
He can do it.
Wow.
So the mantle proved to be working and God parted and Elijah moved.
Mm.
He crossed on dry land.
He crossed on dry
yes.
land. Oh God. And woman of God, it doesn't just happen overnight.
No.
You have to follow. He
yes.
said, woman of God, you can't be a good leader unless you follow before.
Yes. Yes.
Because you must have someone that you follow and
yes.
look after. Then you can become
yes.
a great leader.
Yes.
Because that is what he's saying. He said, you said Elijah followed Elijah, followed Elijah faithfully, woman of God.
Yes.
So he followed him faithfully despite all the mockery, despite everything that people were
yes.
saying about him.
Yes. He followed. So if you are out there, you have a spiritual father or a spiritual mother, be a good follower.
Mm.
Be a good follower.
I hear you.
Remember, they hear from God.
Mm. Yeah.
So whatever they come to tell you, follow.
Mm.
Be a faithful follower.
Be a faithful follower.
Mm. Be an example of a good follower so that tomorrow when you are given this mantle to be a leader, then you know you have also good followers.
Mm.
So Elisha followed Elijah faithfully despite everything. And at last, the mantle was his.
At last, the mantle was his.
So if you have that mantle, you prove, you ask God, prove yourself to be the God of my spiritual mother or my spiritual father. Then God will prove himself because you've been a faithful follower.
Which means, woman of God, the same grace that is upon the woman of God that you're following, the same grace that is upon the man of God that you're following, if you follow him with all diligence and with humility and obedience, the same grace will be upon
it
you.
It automatically comes to you. It automatically works for you.
My God.
Yes. Because you are a faithful follower.
Continue, woman of God.
Amen. Uh-huh. So I just want to touch upon someone who also was mocked. The Samaritan woman, the woman at the well, how she was mocked, how she went through shame, through rejection from the people in the community because of the lifestyle that she lived. But on, you know, don't write off anyone because you know, you don't know their destiny. You don't even know what tomorrow is. Because that day she just went to take to fetch some water at the well. She never knew that she was going to meet, a life was going to change that day.
My God.
And when she got into the well to draw some water, Jesus was there already. And when Jesus asked her for water, 2 years, she thought that maybe it's one of the men also who wants to be in love with her.
Come on now.
But it wasn't. When Jesus asked for water, they started to interact up until she got the living waters. That quenched all the thirst that she has been having throughout.
Oh my God.
And when she got that water, she didn't even wait. She didn't even wait.
Oh God.
The Bible says she dropped her water pot.
She dropped her water pot.
She dropped her shame. She dropped all the names that they were calling her. She dropped down all the rejection. She dropped down everything that the society has been calling her. And she ran back to the same people that were calling her names. I just want to say, if you've got that mantle,
yes,
it's not for you.
It's not for
to choose who you want to go and speak to, or who you want to serve, or who you want to pray for.
Yeah.
If you've got the mantle, even your enemies, remember they are God's people.
Come on, yes, now.
Even those who mocked you, even those who are laughing at you, you have to go back.
You have to go back.
Save them.
Hi.
Save them.
Even your enemies.
Even your enemies.
Even your haters.
Even those who hate
you.
It's not about you anymore.
It's not
remember,
about you.
It's about God's people to be saved.
Yeah.
Because remember, Jesus Christ didn't come for the ones who are good, for the ones who love him. Even those who hated him, he prayed for them. So who are you not to save those who hate you?
Hey.
That's why the woman at the well went back. He called them. She said, come and see the one who has told me everything about my past.
A ministry began, woman of
God. The ministry began.
The ministry
no one knew that she was an evangelist.
No.
No one knew. All those names that were calling, they never knew that she was an evangelist by calling.
So she was bound before.
She was bound.
After God loosed the woman of God.
I don't know who's bound there at home. I don't know who's God, who's going through that, such like that woman at the well. But there is a God. There is Jesus. He's everywhere. If only you can just open up your heart and say, Lord, I'm tired of this bound. I'm tired of this lifestyle. Help me. He's ready to help you.
Oh, my God.
And you just flip your page like this. And people, you will testify.
You'll testify.
You will testify.
Of the goodness
you become the mouthpiece of God. You become his ambassador here on earth. So don't worry about what you're going through now. Enjoy. It's a process.
It's a process.
We can't skip it. You can't run away from it.
My God.
We can't hide from it. We must go through it.
Hallelujah.
It's fire, but we go through it.
Hey. Woman of God, you said you can't run away from it.
No,
you can't do nothing about it. You can't interfere in the plan of God, woman of God. That's what you're trying to say. When God chooses you, you can't run away from it. You will be like Jonah.
Yes.
My God.
You can never skip the process.
You can never
skip. It's painful. It's a painful season. Sometimes you ask yourself, God, am I your child? Do you love me?
Come on.
He says, yes, I do.
Yes.
But I can't pamper you. I have to crush you.
Yay.
So that whatever I need from you, it can come out.
Come on.
If Mordecai pampered Esther, when she told Esther that this is what the Jews are doing, this is what Haman is doing to the Jews, and Esther replied and said, no, I'm waiting for my time for the king to call me. If he pampered that, Esther wouldn't have, not you would have come as a
womb faster. Just hanging there. Let's listen to the song. Jordan Felt is Changed. Let's listen to the beautiful song. Wow, thank you so much. Wow, woman of God, just as you have said it there, your gift, you can't sit on your gift. The world is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Yes. You can't sit on your gift. Mm-hmm. God can't give you this mantle, woman of God. That is what you are trying to say. Yes. And you are setting it. You must go into the world. You must make do. You must do great exploits.
Yes.
You must do wonders. That's what you are trying to say, woman of God. Yes. I hear one of our sisters, our pastor Success, again from Johannesburg. She said, it is not about you, but about God's people that needs to be saved. Yes. So when you carry this mantle, woman of God, despite the things that you are going through, but don't take it personal. It's not about you, but about God's people that needs to be saved. Yes. I'm giving it to you. Continue, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. I just want to emphasize on who qualifies.
Who qualifies?
Yes, maybe there's someone who's going through something there and doesn't know that she qualifies or he qualifies. So those who qualifies for this mantle are those who follow closely. They endure mockery.
Yeah.
They pass the test of offense.
Sure.
It can be from your family, can be from your husband, can be from your children, can be from your neighbors, from your workplace. You must pass the test of offense and go through the process. Go through the process. But now I want to talk about how do you apply the idea of mantles in real life today to us. To us. We heard about the women at the well. We heard about Elisha. We heard about Esther. About Deborah. But what about us today?
Huh?
What about us today? The mantle cannot be a physical cloak. But it can be your gift. Your calling. Remember, you are not here on earth just to multiply, to increase the number. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. So you can be there with a gift. Some are called to business, some to education, some to ministry, some to intercession, some to raise godly families. That is your gift. That is your mantle. So the mantle is not about you, but it's for the nation or for your generation to come. Because they are waiting for you out there. So you remember Elisha got the mantle and he used it. The woman with the woman at the well got the mantle, she used it. She took action. So what are you doing with your own gift? You've got a gift there. What are you doing with your gift? Are you sitting on your gift? You can't expect God to use you when you are sitting on your gift. There's a story in the Bible that talks about the man who gave his servants his talents and said, go multiply it. The one with five multiplied it to be 10. But the one with one talent, he went to hide it.
Yes.
Are you the one hiding your gift? Because when the master returns, we don't know when Jesus Christ is coming. You are sitting with those gifts that the people need out there. There are so many souls, the lives of people that are tied to your destiny. What are you doing with that gift? When the man came, he said, come, bring the talents that I gave you. So he said, I multiplied the five and I got 10. The one with one, he said, I knew you are a wicked person. Here is the one that you gave it to me. The man took it from him. He said, I'm going to give the one with 10. So don't be the one who hide. Go and do the work of God. Go and multiply. Multiply by doing what? You go out there. That's what the commandment says. Go ye out in the world. Serve God's people. Preach this gospel. Don't choose who you want to preach to. No. Don't choose. Go to wherever he sends you. Remember, it's no longer you who lives when you've got that mantle. So wherever he sends you, go out there and preach. And when you've got the mantle, let me remind you, you don't choose who to love and not to love.
Come on now.
You don't have favoritism.
No favoritism.
No. You love God's people equally. To you, you see them through the eyes of God. Through the eyes of love. Through the eyes that says, I paid the sacrifice for you because he did. You are not the one who paid the sacrifice. So don't love this one and hate that one. Don't have favoritism in God's people.
Love them unconditionally.
Love them unconditionally. Despite their faults, weaknesses. Because they always have faults. But take them with you. That's how the mantle works. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about the wilderness session. The wilderness seasons are not the same. My wilderness season not the same like yours. God. So don't look at the one next to you and say, but the wilderness season is not like, no, they are not the same.
It depends
on the mantle that God has given to you.
Come on.
Because the mantles are also not the same. They differ. They differ. So you can't go through the process that I'm going through if you are destined for nations. No. If you are mantles for nations, your season of your wilderness season, it must be that one that will make people say, did you sin? Did you do God wrong?
Like Job.
Yes, like Job. They will say so. Maybe there's something that you did, and you know deep inside that you have never committed any sin. You have said faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask yourself, Lord, what have I done? What is it that I haven't done?
Mm-hmm.
But God says, no. Mm. Remember, it's preparation for nations.
Preparation for nations.
It's preparation for nations.
Ooh.
The one who's destined for a community is not the same like the one destined for,
come on.
For the nations. You must go through that wilderness.
Mm.
Go through it alone. But you are not alone. He is with you. Remember, he said to Sarah, I'm holding your hand.
Mm-hmm.
My right hand is holding you. So be rest assured in that season. Be rest assured, whoever is doing whatever, be rest assured that he is with you.
Mm-hmm.
The I am that I am. Mm-hmm. He becomes whoever you want him to become in your life. So he is always with you.
Mm-hmm.
He is always with you. And one other thing, you can't go, you can't be recognized as the one who carries a mantle if you are just sitting down in your closet.
Mm.
You must arise. Arise and use whatever mantle God has given unto you. How are you going to shine? Because the Bible say we are the light of the world.
Mm.
Let your light so shine. How is your light going to shine when you are sitting down, woman of God? You can't. No one can see the light shining. When you are sitting down, you'll be hidden. You won't be that light that is set on a hill. If you are that light set on a hill, you must arise so that you shine. And then the people can see that this one is carrying the mantle.
Mm. So your light cannot be under the bush, a woman of God.
No ways.
It must be on top of a hill.
It must be. It must be.
Everyone can see
it. It must be. It must be.
And his name be glorified.
For his name only, not for our names. For his name only. For his name only.
Wow, thank you, woman of God. I can see here, Pastor Success says, oh yes, amen, amen. Don't have favoritism.
Yes.
He said, instead, love God's people equally.
Yes.
Thank you, woman of God. That is true. This is say, the mantle is for generations to come.
Yes.
What are you doing with your gift?
Yes.
Listeners out there, you can hear from the mouthpiece of our minister, Minister Sharon. She said, pass the test of offense.
Yes.
Don't let offense hold you back. Don't let offense, woman of God, rob you from your destiny. Nations are waiting for us. Now, when you are offense and you want to leave God's assignment and focus on the offense, you will not reach the place called destiny. Let's continue, woman of God. Woman of God, you said what should we expect when we carry a mantle? You said we must expect wilderness season. Rejection,
yes.
And misunderstanding.
Yes.
Hey, yeah.
People won't even understand who you are anymore. They will think that something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong.
Nothing is wrong. When people leave you, they will think that you are the mistake.
Yes, yes.
But it is not.
No, not you.
It's part and parcel of your journey.
Part and parcel of
and of this assignment.
Yes. Yes.
I hear you.
Remember, if you must bear fruit, they must prune you. God must prune you.
Mm.
Allow God to prune you.
Mm.
Allow him to stretch you.
Mm.
And the stretching is a little bit painful.
Hey.
It's painful.
It's painful.
But allow it. Allow to be stretched. Allow it.
He must stretch
because
you, woman
God,
of God
deals with your character before he entrusts you with nations.
Thank you.
That character must be dealt with.
Mm.
Otherwise, you bleed on God's people. Otherwise, you take God's people back to the wilderness, to Egypt again.
Yes.
So he must first deal with your character.
Hey, otherwise, woman of God, how can he send you to nations or to communities, woman of God, if he did not deal with your character? Because otherwise, you will hurt others. You will bleed on others.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Woman of God, so that's why we cannot afford to stay offended.
No.
We cannot afford to stay bitter.
No,
we
no.
cannot afford to stay stagnant.
No.
We must arise and shine.
Yes.
Hey, your light
arise
is here.
And shine.
Woman of God, thank you so much. Oh my God, I know that as I need warm rak in the studio, when it gets higher and hotter, then it's almost time for us to say goodbye to the listeners. But before I say that, I'm quickly going to play a song. Oase gemeente in die straat. In die straat. Luister maar net daar. Thank you so much. Yeah, Minister Sharon. Wow. Oh my God. I've heard it. I don't know about the listeners. I've heard it. But one word from you, woman of God, because we are about to round up and say goodbye to the listeners. One word from you to our listeners. Thank you so, so much. Wonderful and a powerful word that was released this morning at the studio.
Over Amen. To you, Thank woman you of so God. Much. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. Thank you so much, listeners, blessed listeners at home out there. Yes, one word from myself, well, from the throne of grace, says, don't give up in the wilderness. Mm. Enjoy. You are refined. You are empowered and will be sent forth for your generations. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Stay close in the altar of prayer and don't pick any offense.
Mm. Thank you.
Just be humble.
Just be humble.
Open up to the Holy Spirit to speak to you.
Mm.
Thank you so much for hosting me. But before I just say bye, listeners, I'm so excited to share that I'm currently writing a devotional book designed to encourage, to equip and awaken everyone to God's assignment for their lives.
Wow.
So it's a tool to help you to pray, declare and walk boldly in your mantle. The book says, Early Cup for Your Heart.
Wow.
As much as many people wake up in the morning and look for a cup of coffee, you look for a cup of the Word of God.
Come
so
on.
So that is what is coming. So keep watching the space. The book is coming out soon. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. Thank you so much, listeners out there.
Thank you, woman of God, woman of Sharon. I love you so much. Thank you so much. You have heard it from your own, from her mouth, that she is having a devotional book that is coming up soon. It is Early Cup for Your Heart. So before you take that medication, please take the Word of God. That is the early cup. Before you take that coffee, take that cup. And that cup is the Word of God. Remember, we cannot do nothing without His Word. In the beginning was the Word. In the book of John, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We can do nothing without His Word. So before you drink that coffee, my listeners, before you take that medication, please go and read the Word of God and pray so that your day may be blessed. I just want to say a few things, woman of God, on today's topic of mental formations. Family, there's things that we need to know, that we need to have intimacy with God, woman of God, for us to be sent out for nations and to be mentored for nations. We must have intimacy with God, must cultivate a deep personal relationship with God through prayer, through worship, and by studying His Word. You must have that intimacy with God. Because when you have that intimacy, is there where you will have encounters with God for your next level. There is where you have encounters with God for where God is taking you. Number two, you must be obedient to God's Word. Align your life with biblical teachings and obey God's commands. This thing is personal. So you must do it like that, my family, when you want to be mantled, when God will mantle you for nations. Because we are doing it to please God and not men. You must be purity. You must have purity in heart. Purity of heart. You must pursue purity in thoughts, in motives, and in actions. Pursue purity. You must be pure in your heart, just as the woman of God has said. You must love people unconditionally. Mustn't have favoritisms. When you are serving God's people, remember, we are servants. We serve. Sometimes some of them spit on us, some of them they mock us, some of them they say so many bad things, but we don't take any offense. We serve them with all humility. Your motives and actions is also being tested. Your motives and actions will also be tested. Accountability. Surround yourself with trusted believers who can encourage and hold you accountable. That is where you carry your mantle. That is how you carry your mantle. Woman of God, thank you once again. My time is up. I want to thank God for the opportunity that God has given you to be here on the studio today. And I believe the listeners that are out there, they've heard your word. They've heard the word of God through your voice. I want to thank God for your life, woman of God. All the best, all of the best with your devotional book. I know it will be out sometime next year or late this year. And the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to honor you. May the Lord continue to take you to nations in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, my listeners. I love you so much. May you also be blessed. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord cover and protect you. And may you have a blessed week further in Christ Jesus. Mentored for nations. That is who you are. God bless you. My time is up. So is yours. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.